is it like to drink from a fire hose? Now you know what it feels like. God bless you, translators. Fire hose, you know, like when they put out a fire. We have the votes in. So 72% of you voted. Thank you. And we have a 51% yes for the Folgate initiative. A 22% no, and a 26% undecided. And those are the people that we have to talk to, right? That's what it's all about. Because is it yes or is it no? So what we're going to do, we're going to have another vote at the end of the day to see if there's a change of opinion. Okay, I'm going to go very quickly because it's not on your agenda, but we have one more presentation. It's very short. Approximately 40 years ago, a book was written as a story, as a children's fairy tale, just like Gulliver's Travel, a children's fairy tale, but it wasn't. It was a social commentary called Momo. Very, very powerful. And the person who wrote that book, Michael Enden, it was all in German, excellent German, it's been translated into 49 languages. Over 10 million copies have been sold as of a few years ago. I don't know how many have been sold today. If you haven't read it, I would strongly suggest you read it. If you can speak German, read it in German. The German is wonderful. It's very powerful, and it deals with, well, whatever. It's a social commentary on time, and then more and more and more towards the end of his life, he turned the whole issue to monetary systems. Well, what's interesting is he spoke right here. And we have a tiny clip. We have material that has never, ever been published. And he was asked to participate here at a conference of German and Swiss industrialists. And the title was, in English, the Trap of Productivity. No, the Trap of... It's going to be up there. Click. Go for it.
Also das geschehen ja manchmal Zeichen und Wunder. Und eines Tages schreibt mir vor einigen Jahren ein Brief ins Haus vom Duttweiler Institut. Ich weiß nicht, ob Sie wissen, was das ist. Das ist also, der Duttweiler ist der größte Warenhauskonzern der Schweiz und die haben auch haben unter anderem ein Institut in der Nähe von Zürich, wo sehr schön gelegenes Institut, wo immer so Tagungen gemacht werden über alle möglichen sozialen, politischen und sonstigen Themen. Und so gab es dort eine Tagung, die nannte sich die Rationalisierungsfalle. Und zu dieser Tagung waren etwa 200 Top-Manager aus ganz Europa eingeladen und Gewerkschaftsleute und auch einige Leute vom Club of Rome. Und zwar handelte es sich dabei um die Mikroprozessoren, die damals gerade aufkamen und die ja nun praktisch als dritte industrielle Revolution gewertet wurden, weil es von dem Moment an ja möglich war, vollautomatische Fabriken zu bauen, in denen eigentlich kein Mensch mehr arbeitet, sondern nur noch Maschinen. Und das Erstaunliche war, dass die mich anschrieben, ob ich an dieser Tagung teilnehmen wollte. Denn erstens mal wollten Sie, wie Sie schrieben, jemanden haben, der dort Gretchenfragen stellt, also der einfach als Nicht-Fachmann
approaching the problems
ganz normale, vernünftige Fragen stellt.
With common sense.
Sie hätten aus meiner
reading Momo, they had gained the impression that I had dealt with these topics before. And they asked me to read out of Momo to the convened managers.
Und da dachte ich, das ist mal interessant.
Now that's interesting. I thought, I'm going to do that. So I went.
Und
the whole day the discussion circled around
über die ganzen Fragen des
economic growth.
Nichtwachstums. Die Leute vom
Club, folks from the Club of Rome were trying to persuade the managers.
Die Gewerkschafter, die
solid by trade unionist micro-fascist who become other workers. Someone replied that the discarded workers would obviously be building the microprocessors. The discussion made no headway. After dinner, it was my turn. I read to my bewildered audience a chapter from my book, Momo. The room was filled with perplexity. Why were they read a fairy tale? A discussion started about the library value of the text. Gentlemen, I interrupted. The meaning of my invitation was hardly literary criticism. I make you a proposal. In our century, not a single positive utopia has been written. From Wells' Time Machine to Brave New World by Huxley and Orwell's 1984, all are nightmares. I suspect people nowadays fear their own future. Being the experts that you are, having discussed the future all day, allow me to make the following proposal. Let us fly on a magic carpet 100 years into the future. Everyone may now say how he wishes the world to be found. If we remain stuck, practical constraints, one question eludes us: what do we want? If we share a common goal, we can achieve it. Let us establish one and one rule only. You may not say, that is not possible. You are free to utter any other vision. Do you wish a society with or without industry? With or without technology? Just go for it. 5 minutes of silence. Embarrassing silence. I sustained the silence on purpose. Someone got up and said, that's of no use. Stick to the facts. And the facts are, without 3% growth, our industry will perish. I said, save that for tomorrow. Now we play my game. The situation became tenuous and unpleasant. The organizers felt the need to terminate the experiment. People started insulting me. They got aggressive. They got me thinking.
Please, as per schedule, I know you have a few minutes less for lunch, but we will then dream about the future. Welcome to the Magic Carpet.
Who was that guy that was talking?
That was Gillespie.
Yeah, okay. What was his name?
Oh, I forget his chairman.
You guys.
Lucien's down in the lobby. Lucien is